97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
My name is Edgar. Thanks for hanging out with us. 6:08 in the morning. Good morning, Brian.
What's happening, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, you know it's going to be a good day, and it must have been a good night for Chelsea. Walked in here and extensions are falling out of her hair.
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
That happened. Yeah, I just put my hand in my head and all of a sudden it came out. And ironically, at the same time, producer Brad was talking about how his hair
is falling off as well.
Right.
Well, that's just a different, whole different ballgame altogether.
Yes. And so I came out with a handful of hair. So there you go.
I feel like Chelsea's week kind of peaked whenever you, what was the night you had to go out to dinner after we did the CNCO interview?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And after that, it was kind of like every morning you looked at Chelsea and she looked a little bit more tired.
Yeah.
Like the hair was still done from the night before.
So true. I have friends in town right now from London, so like they're kind of like my crazy friends too. And so last night we had a dinner and a show.
You're
so.
Wearing it.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, thanks, Brian. So sweet of you to say.
So we all wear the night before on us. You can hear it in my voice. You think I got 8 hours of sleep last night?
Sometimes we can smell it on you.
I can smell it on me.
But yeah, man, I don't know about you guys, but yesterday all of my stories on the gram, especially from my friends and listeners here in LA, super stoked about the fact that it was, they're calling it, it snowed. It was a little dust. Dusting of snow, if you will, but I mean Santa Monica Mountains, Porter Ranch. My boy Gabriel from Tacos Way, he posted on the gram and tagged every news source. He came out at least on 4 different news.
Oh wow!
Like he got NBC, Telemundo, ABC, and he's just chilling out in Porter Ranch, like you know, dancing around in the snow. His video made it up on all the news. So roll call. If it snowed in your hood, represent your city, and then what did you do with the snow, all right? Shoot us a text.
Nothing.
It's melted by the time it hit the ground.
Let's do a snowman.
They're like, I took an Instagram picture in front of it.
Text us 877-971-HITS if it snowed in your city. And what did you do with all that snow? But it looks beautiful, man. Today's going to be gorgeous looking up at the mountains. Half of my teenage life, I grew up out in the IE in Mira Loma, right by the 15 and the 60 freeway, and it was beautiful, man. Mornings like this, you wake up, you look up at Mount Baldy, Wrightwood, the mountains right above the 210. You take the 15 up the Cajon Pass to get there, and it just looks gorgeous, man, because the snow goes all the way down to the foothills, and you just want to. There was no gram back in the day. But today, definitely a lot of pictures are going to be up about people just being like, oh my gosh, look at how beautiful the snow is.
It's like a place with seasons. Look at this.
What a concept.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Shout out to you if you got some snow in your city here in SoCal. All kinds of people stoked, especially kids and whatnot. Who wasn't stoked is people were stuck in traffic. Appreciate that right there.
I noticed yesterday that about, I went home about 3 o'clock yesterday, and all the roads in Hollywood were just slammed. Because I think everybody panicked when it started snowing around here, like on Wilshire. Like, oh my God, it's going to take me 19 years to get home, leave now.
Yeah, it wasn't even snowing some areas. People are like, I got to put chains on my car. How?
So but dramatic.
How do you do that?
Google it.
They're like calling, YouTube. They're like sending an Uber over.
Yeah.
Hey, can you put chains on my car? What?
My buddy just did that for the first time. He put up a picture on Instagram. It was like, put chains on for the first time. First comment, yo, wrong tires, dog.
Oh.
Like, you had a front wheel drive car and you put them on the back. It's like, that's not gonna help, bro.
That's cool right there, bro. So LA. All right, familia, hopefully you have some great weekend plans. We're gonna share ours right now. Monday around this time, we'll check in regards to how things went. I think, I could be wrong, but I think Brian has the biggest weekend or the most riding on this weekend because he did forget to do anything for his girlfriend on Valentine's Day.
Hold
and he just
on.
Found out about it and he's in trouble.
Hold on.
He fell into the trap of her saying, no, you don't need to do anything for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't want anything.
That means you need to do something really big for Valentine's Day.
I felt a victim of listening to what women say.
And believing it. That's what it was.
And oh, I don't know, call me crazy. I feel like when you ladies communicate, I should listen to the words.
So Brian's in a long-distance relationship with his awesome girlfriend, Jessica. She lives in Atlanta. And this weekend, you guys are both going up to visit your mom and your old hood up in Seattle area.
Yeah, Whidbey Island, Washington. They have the Langley Murder Mystery Weekend. It's kind of corny, but it's super fun.
Sounds dope.
I haven't done it in like 25 years or whatever since I was a kid. But they, like, the whole town, it's a small little town. The whole town has like a murder scenario, and you go to the crime scene and get clues. And then everyone in the town has like, they have like a script that they have to follow. So you have to question them, and you find people in the street. meet who are just randomly witnesses and stuff. It's really corny, but Jessica loves that stuff. So, but I got a special night tonight planned.
Shout!
So we'll see.
Brian, can you tell us what it is, bro?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes she listens. Sometimes she doesn't. I know that by how short she is with text after the show.
AKA, Brian still hasn't figured out what he's doing tonight.
No, I got a good idea. Just weather dependent, man. There's like a rooftop I want to take her to, but okay. Also it could be like 31 degrees in Seattle. And I'm like, babe, rooftop. She's like, this is the worst.
All right, good luck with that, Brian. Chelsea, what are you getting into?
So I've been doing this 30 day yoga challenge thing, yeah. Where this sounds really LA, but whatever. Bear with me here. I know. So it's basically doing hot yoga every single day for 30 days. And hot yoga, you do like all these poses, you just sweat a lot. And I'm feeling great. I'm on day 7 right now. So I feel great. So I'm trying to do it for 30 days. It's a big challenge. It's really hard. So I'm through the weekend, I'm just hoping that I can stick with it. The only problem is a couple of my really close friends are in town from London and they're like partiers.
They just want to party.
And I saw them last night. They're like, oh, Saturday, we're going out hard. And I'm like, oh, shoot, how am I going to do it? So,
have you ever done the goat yoga where you goats stand on your back while you're doing poses?
You have done it?
Yeah,
I've seen
really
people like love it. It seems kind of weird to me, but
people that have too much money love it.
Because it's expensive, I'm sure.
Well, it's people who don't take yoga serious either, right? Like, the serious yoga folks aren't like, they're like, get this goat out of my face. I'm trying to downward dog right now.
Man, you bring goat yoga to, like, my family. I'm like, yo, are we going to eat it afterwards? Some birria?
Chicken yoga.
Like I said, I think you guys have bigger weekends than I do this week. I'm just, waiting for baby number 2 to pop any moment. So, no biggie. Just potentially, rush to the hospital at any moment.
Sitting there with the phone in your hand. You're, like, going to sleep in your tennis shoes.
Exactly, bro. So, I'll let you know what happens.
You gotta have her eat that what's that salad you can get? I forget where it is. Here in LA, I'll look it up after the show, but you eat a salad and the dressing apparently will make you go into labor.
Shut up.
Yeah, because let's make it happen this weekend so way
I want the baby to be born on the weekend so I don't have to miss work. Yes. I get you on that. Thank you, Chelsea.
That's, that's not selfish at all, but go ahead. Go with that.
I want to meet the baby.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thanks for hanging out with us. In snowy Southern California, everybody.
You knocked that right off.
Tamara,
yeah.
You're the only one out of the crew that actually drove in the snow. I didn't catch any snow on the 60 going home to Chino Hills. Chelsea, did you catch any snow
here
in Hollywood?
Mm-mm.
Brian, Hollywood?
No, but I saw the video, and I'm not sure Tamara caught much either. It's so cute seeing these California kids experience weather.
What?
It
was snowy.
I know. It made me laugh. Because everyone's talking about, Tamara's like, oh, danger's going to Palmdale. And I look at the video. I'm like, it's not even sticking on the road.
Tamara, you were driving up to Colorado, also known as Palmdale.
Yes.
So, who were you driving with, and what was it like?
I was driving with my mom, and my mom does not like to take freeways, so we always take the back street.
Yeah, those look way more terrifying. There's cliffs and stuff.
Yes. So I was freaking out. I was freaking out over the snow and the cliffs because I'm like, I never drove in snow like that.
And the fact that your mom was driving.
Yes.
Who's a better driver for you? You or your mom? Be honest.
My mom.
Oh, she's just afraid she's listening right now.
I know,
now.
She probably is. Like, Tamara, better.
She's like, find your own ride.
The Chelsea Report.
So there's this really awesome show I grew up on.
Mm-hmm. Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
I feel like everyone knows that rap.
Of course.
So good, man. So good.
It's called Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, starred Will Smith. Well, now there is a series of Fresh Prince-inspired children's books.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's going to be called Fresh Princess and stars a young girl named Destiny, who's a strong-willed girl who also had to move to a place she didn't know. The first book will be out April 2nd.
It's a terrible idea.
What?
You can't, listen, okay, make a show called Fresh Princess of Bel-Air, but you can't, you can't embody the Carlton dance in a book.
Hey.
How are you going to describe the Carlton dance? That is an iconic dance.
You don't know that. Destiny might have some moves. Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson, is expected to have a huge, huge opening. It's already smashing box office records.
Your life began the day it nearly ended. We found you with no memory. We made you one of us.
Ooh, it sounds so good.
That's creepy with no context.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
You know what's funny? I wish I knew more about
No memory, story. We found you.
We made you. But, and I'm just like waking up like, kill me? Well, what's going on?
From the trailer, it seems like she had an accident and then this like team of people found her and turned her into this superhero, and then she fights a bunch of battles.
Again, creepy.
Okay, well, it's supposed to be really good.
So it plays better not on radio.
Yeah, well, gotcha. Listen, here's what's really cool about it, though. Presale tickets have already outpaced DC rival Wonder Woman.
Wow.
And this is awesome. It's now the second highest advanced ticket seller for superhero origin movies behind Black Panther.
Wow, okay.
So it's going to be huge. It hits theaters March 8th. So the biggest story of the last few weeks, obviously, Jussie Smollett possibly faking his attack. We knew it was only a matter of time before Donald Trump would comment on the story, especially
since
it has like a very political side to it. The story Jussie told involved his attackers referencing MAGA. So yesterday, like we all expected, Trump tweeted, Jussie Smollett, what about MAGA and the tens of millions of people you insulted with your racist and dangerous comments? Hashtag MAGA.
You know what's funny about the whole thing? I mean, not funny at all, but it's like I generally just get like I have alerts on my phone for when the president tweets because I like to hate read them because I don't like his Twitter. I think it's awful. That's the first tweet I ever saw, and I was like, you know what?
Mm-hmm. He has a point.
I can't really disagree with you. I guess they're still saying if, but the Jussie Smollett situation with the added political component to it. I mean, that's not fair to anybody, man. Right. If you are a Trump supporter or not, like, I think we can all say, yo, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, taking the suffering of the Black community, of the LGBTQ community, to try to allegedly
weaponizing it,
use that to further your career and fame and allegedly to get an increase in salary. He's already making $100,000 per episode, and he's back at the set of Empire. How awkward was that?
Imagine
yourself being on the set and Jussie rolling up.
And I heard too, I mean, obviously, because his cast, they were so behind him. A lot of them tweeted things out. And I guess so many of them are just like, we want him off the show.
I mean, how can he still be on that show?
Well, and that's what's weird is that they haven't made a move yet, though. I mean, I'm sure that they're waiting.
I bet Jussie can help him write how he gets out of the show.
I mean, I guess in America, you are innocent till proven guilty. But
that's true.
He's like, I got an idea written off the show.
How about we just keep the story as it is and then have Lucius chime in on it?
And I got the two actors that can do it. They're brothers.
Jeez.
Get out of here.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
I'm glad you were able to shovel out all that snow from your driveway this morning. All that snow that we got yesterday, you know, here in SoCal.
Oh, be careful, guys. I hope you know, snowshoes, put them on this morning. Get out those tennis rackets.
I'm about to get an automatic car heater. You know, we have those in Michigan. That's like the big Christmas gift you get is the automatic car starter. So that way your car can start for like 20 minutes before you get in it.
That's dope.
Off the snow. So you might need that here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, listen, so maybe you're looking to warm up yourself this weekend by going over to a dude's house and, you know, cuddling with them or hooking up, whatever it may be. We got some very important information to reveal to you right now. Do you ever, walking into their apartment, house, whatever it is, do you ever ask yourself, I wonder if the sheets are clean? When was the last time they changed them or washed them? Chelsea?
I'd rather not know. You know what I mean? Like, I can't say.
But it never pops up in your mind?
No. It hasn't.
I mean, listen,
you know?
Hold on.
I mean, maybe later on.
Edgar, that's not the first bad decision you've made that night. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You've already come this far in terms of the poor decision making. You're not going to pull the ripcord at. Like, when's the last time you did laundry?
Exactly.
Hold on, as you're kissing. Hold on, time out. Let me do the sniff test real quick.
Which is how guys know.
Right, so, Tamara, our social media guru, you are the opposite of Chelsea.
Yes.
What do you legit do?
I asked them, I'm like, when's the last time you cleaned your sheets?
And of course a guy says.
Oh, like last week?
Oh, like a few days ago?
Yeah, of course.
Such a liar. Such a liar. All right, so I have a study that reveals exactly, on average, how often dudes change their sheets after hooking up with somebody. What's your guess, Brian, especially coming from your past?
After hooking up?
Mm-hmm.
I used to make a habit of not coming back to my apartment because they're always such a dump, so... Right, I lived in like squalor. That's not. I mean, like when I brought a girl to my building, she'd be like, "Wait a minute, you have roommates and you guys share the same room." I'm like, "Oh yeah, minor detail. We're gonna do it on the couch." I would say
you're like roommate earmuffs.
I would say you know what? Man, that's hard to put a number on because I don't think guys actually think in that manner. I think they just have their laundry day. They do laundry, and I don't think they really care. Okay. I'd say a week and a half.
All right, fantastic, Chels. What are your thoughts?
Just to save myself because I don't want to think about it too much. I'm gonna say 4 days.
Okay, here it is. So on average, this is interesting. So there's two averages I'm going to give you, right? One after hooking up with a girl and then one after hooking up on a one-night stand.
Oh, gosh.
Okay? So men say that they wait a week and a half, right?
Nailed it!
11
That's
days.
That's not that bad when you think about it.
That's pretty gross, man.
Chelsea, wow.
It depends on how many.
You know what's on those sheets,
yeah,
man?
That's true.
Cameron was like, was I the last?
Yeah, you don't want to be on day 10.
Right.
On one-night stands, though, dudes, for some reason, wait 18 days. So over 2 weeks, because they say, for some reason, it's not as gross, because it's just a one-night stand.
Also, you don't want to waste water.
We're in California, man. Right? We're in the drought most of the time.
The funny part is you can go ahead and double both those numbers because you're relying on self-reporting information for a survey, and every dude just panics and just starts, hey, week and a half. What makes me sound not gross? They have no idea.
Just throw the little snuggle sheets on them that you get from your dryer.
Febreze, man.
Febreze it, bro. Coming up next, in 5 more minutes, we're getting into the Amp Mini Mix with DJ Majestic, who cleans his sheets every day.
Of course.
12
like,
days.
He's like, guys, I don't even have sheets. It's just a mattress.
Futon on the floor.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thanks for hanging out with us. So, great news for you. If you've always wanted a drink at Disneyland Park, we know you could do it at California Adventure, Downtown Disney. We've been there, done that, and we got a story about that time. I didn't even know this till we were talking off air. Chelsea almost got in a fight with a bouncer.
Yep.
Drinking it around Disneyland.
We got a little ratchet at Heat Ultra Lounge in Anaheim after we closed it down in Downtown Disney.
We'll get to that story in a second. Chelsea's like, really? Do we have to? So check it out. Disneyland is opening up its first ever cantina this summer, but it has one strict drinking rule, okay? So you're only allowed to drink inside their upcoming Oga's Cantina. It's a Star Wars themed bar. So not only are you going to be drinking, but you're going to be thinking you're like in another planet, bro, outer space. So that's going to add to that buzz, you know?
I mean, it makes sense. It's like it's a kids theme park. I kind of like the fact they don't let you drink at Disneyland. Now, granted, I like turning it up, having a few drinks at theme parks, but that's why I go to Knott's Berry Farm for that, right? Like, stop trying to take everything from Knott's Berry Farm. Disney, like, you got all your thing. You got your Star Trek, Star Wars world, whatever. Let them have booze, all right? Let them have booze and turkey legs.
No way. I'm excited for this. I love Star Wars, but I wonder if they'll have, like, Wookiees walking around and, like, other creatures, because that was the whole thing about this, the cantina, is they always have, like, creatures from the movie.
Yeah, like, Jabba the Hutt in that area?
All the other species and whatnot. So that's going to be interesting, bro. But that's good that you can only... But you're still going to be buzzed as you walk around the park. You know, so I wonder if, like, the voice on the Matterhorn is going to have to change. I've always wanted to do the voice towards the beginning and end of it. They say, permanecer sentados, por favor.
Remain seated, please.
Oh. And then it goes into German, and it says to remain seated in German.
Bleiben Sie... Damn, I forgot.
Oh, you could have sold us on anything.
I know.
But Justin, you're half German, half Filipino. You can say anything, bro. What am I like, exactly.
Please stay on your seat, please.
That's close.
It's going to change it to, I said sit down.
Everybody understands like that, like mom yelling at you.
Absolutely, man. All right, Chelsea, we're going to get to your story now. So you think it's a good idea to be able to get lit in different areas of Disneyland now?
Yeah, of course.
Even though you almost got in a fight with a bouncer last time we were at Downtown Disney.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out. That was a time. It was Brian, I, and your brother Pat. Mm-hmm.
And we had a bottle of vodka.
We got turned. We were there for the radio show, and that night we were like, let's go out, let's get crazy. We ended up somehow at this club.
Heat Ultra Lounge.
DJ Alex D invited you guys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, uh-huh. We were behind the DJ booth.
Yeah.
Of course.
It was fun.
Uh-huh. And there was a bouncer guy that was standing by our booth. And here's the thing, like, sometimes when I get a little too drunk, I definitely can get sassy.
Only when you're drunk, though, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
And what happened, Chelsea?
Well, so when I do get sassy with someone, usually it's pretty warranted. Meaning, like, that person was being a jerk. But, like, I take it to next level.
Listen,
like, okay, Chelsea, you should
spit it out. Because this guy wasn't wrong.
So, no, I think I was, like, sitting down on the...
You were sitting on the stage.
Okay, whatever. I was tired.
Chelsea's like, why can't I sit on the stage?
I want to sit on the stage.
Anyways,
let me sit on the stage.
He kept yelling at me, and I got in his face and got a little sassy. And that happens sometimes, you know? But it is what it is.
Well, at least Chelsea's going to be sitting. That's good. Permanecer sentada, por favor.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. You're in the middle of an hour of commercial-free music right now. It's been mad chilly outside. This is a perfect time for the hookup hotline for you to get yourself an organic blanket or somebody to cuddle with because it's cold out. So it's speed dating, but live on the radio.
Take two people. They've never met. We throw them on the radio for 97.1 seconds to, I don't know, have plenty of time to ask each other questions to get to know each other.
And then at the end, if you're hitting it off, you can hook up. And if you're not feeling it, you can just hang up. It's
bounce.
Easy. It's that easy. We got Sarah, age 26, from Pasadena. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I want you to meet Edwin, age 25, from L.A. What up, Edwin?
What's up?
I like your vibe.
Throwback to those Bud Light commercials.
That's exactly what I thought, bro. With the tongue out. What's up? All right, guys. 97.1 seconds on the clock. Let the hookup begin. Go.
So what do you usually do on the weekends?
I usually hang out with my friends. We go out, or sometimes I like to have chill, laid-back nights, movies, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What about you?
I do like the laid-back. I do hang with the friends. I do like to get outdoors a little bit, though. You do you hike at all? Do you get outside?
Love to hike. Love to hike around here. It's the best. Curious, how many people have you said I love you to?
Ooh.
One. How about you? That's
just
a good question.
Just one.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
Well, we dated in college and, you know, dated for a couple years and then just realized, like, afterwards it wasn't right, you know?
So you're not really a relationship guy? Ooh. Just one relationship?
No. Well, I just think that they should be special. You know what I mean? Like, if you're actually feeling it, you know, that somebody should be special. Otherwise, it's just kind of like passing time.
I can hear him sweating through the phone right now.
Time's up! Everyone's like, thank God.
What was she going to say? What were you finishing to say?
Well, I was just going to ask, so for the past 2 years, he hasn't really been, like, focusing or finding someone to feel that way about. I don't know. I'm just curious. That's a while.
Yeah, no, it was. Like, I think we broke up, like, 2 years ago. And after that, I just kind of, like, you know, worked pretty hard at my job and got promoted a couple times. And yeah, so I just was, you know, I like to think of it like improving myself.
And, you know, Edwin, it's okay. He's not like he's at a job interview.
This homeboy's filibustering right now. I'm just going to keep talking. I got promotions and things are going well.
Tell me time's up again, please.
Please, time's up.
I think it's sweet.
I know. He's being genuine.
I like it. Because, see, I would be more concerned, though, if he was like, I said I love you to like five girls. I'd be like, well, clearly you're not very picky.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the way it's going to go down now. Sarah, you're going to let us know if you want to hook up or hang up while Edwin is put on hold. That way he won't be able to be swayed by your answer, okay?
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, hold on. Edwin, hang tight, bro. Take a deep breath, man. You made it. Hold on. Sarah, do you work for the FBI or what's up with that?
That's such a short amount of time. I had to get like to the point, get to the meat of the situation.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
What are your thoughts on Edwin? Hook up or hang up?
Honestly, he seems really cool. I would love to hook up.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right, hang tight. You're going to be on hold. Won't be able to hear Edwin's answer, okay?
Okay.
Edwin.
Yes.
Are your palms sweaty, bro?
Yeah, they're a little bit, you know?
Edwin, what are your thoughts on Sarah, man? Hook up or hang up? Be honest.
Hey, I thought she was cool and she asked some, like, actually smart questions. So, yeah, I'd be down.
That was easy.
All right.
He's like, yo, I didn't do that whole interrogation for nothing.
I haven't sat on hold for 15 minutes.
All right, both of you are on the line now. Congratulations.
Hi.
You both decided to continue the hookup.
Oof.
All
right.
You can all sigh in relief now.
You made it, Edwin. Your background check is next, but so far, you passed phase one. Congratulations, guys. Is it cool if we check in with you on Monday around this time to find out what went down over the weekend, if anything?
Oh, for sure. That'd be great.
All right, dope. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
All
right. Too.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Wake up in the sky. Gucci Mane also in Offset's new album that just dropped overnight, by the way. He's featured on a record right there.
Is Offset on it very much? Because it sounds like he's got 90 features on it.
He's got J. Cole, Travis Scott, 21 Sav, obviously his girl Cardi B. And it's interesting because it's called Father of Four, and his album cover is just him and his four children.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I feel like he was like, I'm going to do the opposite of what Drake did, and I'm going to show all my kids.
Oh, damn. So I didn't know this, but his oldest is named Jordan, 9 years old. Cody and Kalia are both 3 years old. Not sure if they're twins or Irish twins or what it could be. You
I think
know?
We decided they're rapper twins.
What are those?
They could be the same age, different mom. twins. Rapper twins. I think it also qualifies as athlete twins, too. There's some of those, like Cromartie twins.
Celebrity twins. And then, obviously, baby culture, the one he's actually holding in his arms.
Yeah. I feel kind of bad for the other kids. He's like, hey, stand back farther. Back it up.
And I love they all have this, like, really stern look on their face. Like,
yeah, the babies?
You'd think they'd be, like, smiling or, I don't know, Chelsea, doing what babies do.
But we rich!
They have. Like, I know. It's the first time
they met their father. No, just like.
Man, you thought my joke. You crossed the line, Edgar. You crossed the line.
I crossed the line. I expected more from you, you know?
Get out of here.
I mean, I said rapper twins, but you crossed the line.
Anyways, we'll post a picture of the album up on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. Ready to hear some highlights from our Halsey hangout with British rocker, also Youngblood. They got a new song called 11 Minutes featuring Travis Barker. Talked about a new song, their new romance, how she slid into his DMs, but what happened after that? Check this out.
Yeah.
How did that initial contact begin? Who reached out to who?
She sent me a number on an Instagram DM. That's it.
Sliding into the DM.
Just a DM number.
Slid. I did the DM slide.
Yeah. Hey. And I was like, that's so cool. I was like,
Wait, what did you say in your DM?
A number and a black card.
I just sent my phone.
And I'm just sat there.
I didn't say anything.
I'm just in the studio with my mates. I'm just like, Paul's just DM me a number with a black heart. And I'm like, and then it's like, what? It's like, are you sure it's like a real account? I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, they thought it was some fan page.
Catfish.
You. Yes. We met, you know, it was cool for me because I think I wasn't just at a point, I'm going to speak really candidly here.
Yeah.
I was kind of at a point where, like, you know, last year was like a really transitionary year for me in my career where things kind of kicked into the next level a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like on the road and doing promo and doing this and all this stuff. And kind of like, I was sitting at home and I was just like, you know, I really just wanted to have a real conversation with someone, and I wanted to talk about music, and I wanted to talk about whatever, and I wanted to go somewhere and not be like security guard, back entrance, entourage, like assistant, like. And so I hit him up and was like, do you want to go have some drinks? And I just got in an Uber by myself, went downtown, and we just, like, you know, met up at a bar, total stranger. I've never met him before.
Cool. Yeah, it was crazy.
And it was cool for me because it reminded me of what it was like when I was back in New York and making music. And I would do that where I would just link with other artists and we just link and talk and have a beer. And, like, it felt really organic. And that night and just that conversation it was really inspirational for me because it was kind of like, dude, this is why you do this. Yeah. This is why you do this.
It's real, man. It's reality.
You know? Yeah. What was going through your mind? So you guys meet up at this.
Don't screw it up.
Provided you know that.
I'm a guy.
You're a mind reader. Sick, man. What am I thinking now?
What am I thinking now? He still doesn't want to mess it up, man. They had such a positive, fun, genuine, good vibe. And Halsey looks so happy to not, you know, with dating G-Eazy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what she was talking about. Like, private entrances to places, security guards, managers, this and that. And now she's just kind of enjoying the roots of making music and just hanging out with somebody.
Like, it seemed like he was enjoying kind of like this whole spectacle. Like, he was excited for everything. Mm-hmm. And she was enjoying not being the spectacle.
You
know what I mean? Like, she was enjoying, like, taking herself back to when she didn't have the pressure. I mean, not that the pressure's not great. I mean, she hosted SNL. That's got to be pretty awesome. But you know what I mean? Like, the genuine excitement that he had.
Yeah, and I loved how they kept, like, throughout the whole interview, which we have up on our website, ampradio.com, but, like, they're support the whole time the interview, they're, like, complimenting each other and lifting each other up, you know? And she's like, you're amazing because of this. And he's like, no, you're amazing because of that. And it was, like, a cool vibe. I really like them together.
Mm-hmm. Dope. And Youngblood is actually only 21, and Halsey's 24, and we were catching up with them about, like, yo, how do you feel about that age difference? Check this out.
That was one of the things for me starting this third record. Just so crazy for me to think I'm only starting my third album, you know what I mean? Because I just feel like I've been doing this since I was born, and I'm 45. I'm not, I'm 24, before someone takes that seriously.
That's right. It's going to trend on Twitter.
I just an article about Halsey lying about her age.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, but you're 20, right?
21. 21.
You can drink.
21.
You see your ID, bro.
Oh, I actually got it on me. I was a bit stressed.
I think I have a picture of your passport.
I'm course you do.
Halsey's like, I approve.
Yeah. I'm 24. He's 21. I'm a cougar. I get it.
It's okay. I'm
just kidding.
Get it? Shout out to all the cougars listening, sliding into the young bloods. Young dudes, DMs.
Yeah, be careful what you're talking about, sliding into what?
Yeah, and Halsey, you don't want to mess with her, so don't slide into young bloods' DMs.
Yeah, stay out of that. Man, I love how raw, how open they were both being about just their life and making music. And it was so raw and open that they were about to tell us a story when this happened.
When we were writing, I'm going to say it.
Do it. Just do it,
man. We were writing 11 minutes.
Why?
Why can't I say it?
Sorry.
So, she went ahead and told the story of what happened while they were recording 11 minutes. Even though she was trying to edit it out. They did reveal a really cool story about what happened while they were in the process of recording 11 minutes. Check this out.
It was really funny when we were making, when we were writing, I'm going to say it.
Just do it, Mom.
When we were writing 11 minutes, we stepped outside because the guys were mixing some stuff together and we were just kind of sat in the room listening to him play the same part over and over again, and both of us were a little ADHD, kind of like, I gotta get out of here and listen to this.
So hold that breath.
Yeah.
So we
stepped outside and Dom came with his guitar, with like an acoustic guitar, and we were just sitting in this little patio set up waiting for them to finish mixing this part so we could get back in and do some more stuff. We were probably out there for, I would say, like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Not that either of us were smoking, but about the time it takes to finish a cigarette. He had his acoustic guitar and he was kind of just playing something.
Wow.
And I was literally like, hold on. Play that again. And he was like, what? And I was like, no, not that. Play that.
Yeah,
and he was like, I don't know what part you want me to play. And just
like,
kind of started.
Stop.
And I was just in my head and I just looked at him and we wrote a whole other song.
Yes.
Like
fantastic.
While we were waiting
in the time it takes
finish.
To comp a vocal, we wrote another song.
Just made to be together, yeah? At least musically too, right? That's so awesome. So the big question was, how did you guys get Travis Barker on this 11 minutes record right here? And what was interesting about what they revealed is obviously Youngblood's reaction to getting Travis Barker on, because he's still up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's doing well, he's crushing it, but he's still, in a way, up and coming in his career and has a long way to go and conquer a lot of things. So to him, hearing about Travis Barker was out of this world.
That's like not a thing that happens. You know, you don't like just, I mean, for him, he's so, collaborating with Halsey for him is crazy. And then you add Travis Barker, who's a musical legend from Blink-182, that's insane.
So check this out. How does this happen? How does this collab go down, especially bringing Travis into it as well?
Oh, it just like happened in a space of like a week. It was just so
quick. You keep saying that. It was like a day.
Yeah, I'm just saying from start to finish, it was like a week.
I mean, kind of. It was literally like you started the record and then I was like, I need to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And then I got in the studio and did my parts. And then that night we were like, something's wrong. It feels too like synthesized. It feels too electric. And then we called Travis and literally all this
you
happened.
You called Travis. I didn't call Travis.
What was that phone call like, that conversation?
We were doing the record with Zach Cervini, who's like an incredible producer. He's like, you know, done a ton of the Blink records.
Right.
And Dom was like, you know, oh, I just wish this had that nostalgic feeling that I grew up on that I love, that like Travis Barker, Blink 182. And so me and Zach were like, cool, we'll call Travis. And
Dom
was like, you can call Travis Barker. And we were like, yeah, like he's dude, he's like down the road.
He's like, who else can we call? Give me your phone. Yeah.
He was like, wait, I'm sorry, I'm missing something.
Yeah, but I thought you were just like, I mean, a Travis Barker tribute act, fine. I'm like,
I love it. I love his. Youngblood makes all these sounds. He's giving like Cardi B a run for her money.
What?
Cracking me up.
Drake?
What? Halsey's British accent wasn't too far off though, right? It was on point.
It's kind of mocking though. You go get Travis Barker and get what?
Guys, you're going to enjoy the full video interview. It's up on our website, ampradio.com. You got to check it out. Their vibe is absolutely amazing. Super happy for Halsey. She looks like she's in such a great place right now. And shout out to Youngblood, man. Just such great energy right there.
The Chelsea Report.
My girl Cardi B, all about the girl power. She's sticking up for Khloe Kardashian following the Tristan Thompson cheating scandal. In case you haven't heard, Tristan cheated on Khloe with Kylie's best friend, Jordan Woods. He's a stand-up guy. Anyway, so Cardi went on Instagram Live yesterday and ranted about the situation, even comparing Khloe's situation to what she's been through with Offset.
It's just like everybody is just like celebrating that that happened to her. And it's like, why? I mean, I know the Kardashians have done f***ed up shit before and everything. But it's like, why do you guys keep wishing that on a woman? We know how it is when a f***ed up. Y'all know that your heart shatters in pieces. So it's like, why do you guys keep enjoying other people's pain, knowing how much it hurts when a guy that you're in love with, especially the father of your child, does something wrong?
I don't think that people are celebrating Khloe's being hurt. I think people are looking at it like Tristan is. Well, like, granted, I'm an unabashed Kardashian hater, and I'm not happy that Khloe's hurt. I'm happy that she finally put her foot down on that scumbag and just went about her way, because he was never going to be faithful to her.
Mm-hmm. You know, Offset, looking at that video, is like, damn, girl, do we have to bring up cheating again?
Can we move forward?
Oh, I thought we were over that.
Yeah.
Well, following the fact that right after she posted a video singing along to Offset's new music. So, you know, they're doing well. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, this Jussie Smollett story is all anyone wants to talk about today. This week, Jussie was officially charged with disorderly conduct for allegedly staging the attack against himself last month in Chicago. But the breaking news in this case just happened literally less than an hour ago. Jussie has officially been suspended from Empire.
Wow.
His character has been removed from the final two episodes of the upcoming season. And the creators of the show, who've been behind him, you know, they even recently tweeted out, like, we still stand with him. They released a statement saying that, you know, it's an emotional time for the cast and crew. And while they obviously care about Jussie and consider him family, to avoid further disruption on set, they've decided to remove the role of Jamal, which is his role, from the final two episodes of the season.
It's a good move.
I wonder how they're going to write him out.
I mean, that's...
Any suggestions, Jussie?
I know.
Why don't they just use news footage?
Jesus.
Like, oh, God, that happened? Anyone heard from him lately?
Oh, my gosh. All over trying to allegedly get paid more. And he's getting paid $100,000 per episode. That's not bad, yo.
I mean, you can support him as a human. Humans and people make mistakes, right? And still just say, yo, dude, we can't have that around this show at all. What you did was, if he's convicted, and I'd say if, but it just looks staggeringly like he did it. It is really polarizing. It weaponized the, you know, the experiences that that Black and LGBT communities go through in terms of hate crimes. And if you're the show, you just have to say, hey, man, you figure that out. We can't have that around here.
And plus, it's statistically proven that hate crimes are on the rise. And with something like this, unfortunately, it's going to come up where authorities are going to question more, you know, and maybe not believe the victim right off the bat.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, after he posted bail yesterday, he actually went to set.
Yeah.
And there was obviously, like, you know, his cast members who've been rooting for him and hoping that, like, he's telling the truth. We're obviously angry about this whole situation, how it's playing out. But apparently he apologized to them, but he's still saying he's innocent. He's like, I'm sorry that there's all this drama around it, but he's still saying he's innocent, which is just so crazy to me.
There's going
to
be a trial, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see. We should say, though, that statistically 0.02% of reported hate crimes are false. So, like, I don't want people walking away from this like, see, it can happen to anybody. 0.02%. Just remember that.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1
Amp Radio.